This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. 3 decades of settling arguments like, is it a GIF or a JIF? You're welcome. And now back to Rad Radio.
Got a few emails, RAD@radradio.com. We just played the pressure cooker for your shot at George Lopez tickets. Hot shot. 3 more chances tomorrow morning, 7, 8, and 9 a.m. One of the questions was name one of the 2 teams with the fewest wins in Major League Baseball. That was either the Chicago White Sox or the Colorado Rockies. They've both played 34 games. Each team has won 8. 34 games, won 8. Dawn said, before I give the answer, no, I would think teams like the Oakland Athers, which it is. It's, if you don't know anything about baseball, but you know enough to hear the tertiary stuff, that's a decent, as I said, educated guess to say the A's. The A's are doing surprisingly well for what was expected of them. As I said, it'll all go away as they get closer to the All-Star break and they trade away whatever good players they do have because John Fisher, the owner of the A's, hates everyone and just wants to get to Vegas. And so he doesn't want to spend any money. And so Dawn, and see, now usually the way this guy starts his email, Robert here, he wrote in, usually I would agree. Dawn asks questions during sports that she does not care at all what the answer is.
True story.
I think she's actually at least a little interested in the question she asked, which is, because I mentioned the, that was just her warming up. I mentioned the attendance figures where the A's, they had like 3,300. Remember, the stadium, if they actually opened the third deck, it holds almost 50,000 people. They close it off because nobody wants to go to these games because they sniff enough sewage living in the gay area as it is. Remember, most major league teams are averaging like 28, 30,000 a game. And then you have big teams like the Yankees are selling out 40, 50,000. I think they've gotten into, what is that, 5 figures, 10,000 or more, like twice this season.
Jeez.
A couple Fridays ago, on a Friday, they had 3,300 people. A few days later, had 3,296. So I've said they're going to get fewer than 2,000. Steve Mickelson, who I do the Mixed Pick Sports Show with every day at 10 a.m. On Rad TV, members at RadRadio.com, the app, 104.7 FM, 9 a.m. Sacramento, has said fewer than 1,000. And we've circled the date on the calendar in August when they play the White Sox, but Dawn said, I always think when there's that few people going to the game, they just let you sit wherever you want.
I mean, get up front finally. What are they going to say? They're going to kick you out. They need you there.
Right. My reaction was, what? I'm trying to figure out the people that are sitting in seats that aren't right up front. Why? Well, now, to Dawn's point, they can kick you out. They've already got your money, so they can kick you out. Robert says, I'm sure Dawn doesn't care. I already covered that part. But I've gone to a few games this season, tried to get better seats. They won't let you.
Oh, boo!
I've tried with my son, and they have denied us.
Oh, come on. I mean, listen, let me tell you what. This is so egregious. A's with his son. There's hardly anyone there, and the team's moving.
By the way,
just let people have it.
Quick note. For all we know, his son is 24. All right, before we picture a crying 6-year-old.
Right, the father's son, little.
He says some people take their jobs too seriously. I agree. I want to know where this comes from. Does it come from Coliseum security taking themselves too seriously? Or is it, because I wouldn't put it past me that the owner, John Fisher, who is a blank hole, is like ordering them. Hey, they didn't pay for the field level. They can't sit on the field level.
That's ridiculous. I wonder if he's just going about it wrong. Maybe he was going for like the very front row tickets where they have the little guard there. They're like, hey, no, you can't sit these ones. But I'm guessing like if you just went to like the lower deck part where you're like probably 5 to 10 rows back, that shouldn't be hard. You go down to another spot and then you cut across all the other chairs to the desired spot you want.
Here's the problem. I don't disagree with anything that's been said. First of all, it's ridiculous. If John Fisher cared at all, the owner of the A, which he doesn't, clearly, he would just say, all seats are this dark. It's general admission.
Yeah.
Or something like that. If you're not a season ticket, I mean, God, just let everybody move up. But he doesn't care at all. But to Kyle's point, this is the problem. When there's only 3,000 people in the stands, all that security, they have nothing else to do. The ushers, that they're watching everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go check that person's ticket, mainly because they're bored, probably, or they have power trips.
And this whole thing, they didn't pay for that seat. No one's going to pay for that seat. Just let someone sit there for the $20, even know, or $10 they spent. This is absurd.
In this case, that works.
God.
I mean, really.
It's not like all of a sudden, damn it, I was just going to come and pay for that seat, but someone's there. No.
Speaking of other sports, the Kentucky Derby was Saturday. We predicted who would win on the Mixed Pick Sports Show. We have audio proof that we'll play here in about 40 minutes. Science says watching sports is good for your mental health. No surprise. As long as science says something you agree with, you go, that's science.
Yes.
Otherwise, you go, Fauci, that idiot. And J.J. Watt may return to the NFL.
Wow.
He won't.
J.J. Watt.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, We'll he's been hiking that big mountain behind his home in Phoenix or Scottsdale.
So he's ready.
He's got footage of it. Actually, his footage is like, oh, man, the young kids that surpass him. And he's like, damn it. I thought I was doing good.
Also, Brandon wrote back. Brandon's the guy who wrote in and said, I found out that it's actually the part of the sparkling soda. It's not pronounced LaCroix. It's LaCrosse. Yeah. And I said, well, I'm first of all, I understand why you might hear that. As I said, there are a ton of influencers on TikTok and elsewhere who have videos of saying, it is not pronounced LaCroix. It is LaCrosse. And there's even people who, and I didn't, this guy I keep referencing who said he's from some beverage council, I didn't look into whether or not he even is. Like, does he have any bona fides or do you just put up a video? I mean, I could do that.
No one's going to look into it.
I'm Bill Schmidt. I'm from the Alcohol, Non-Alcohol Sparkling Water Commission. I mean, anyways, he does this big video that he says, yes, it's pronounced LaCrosse because it's from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Whatever. It's not true. You go to the LaCroix website, they say, welcome to LaCroix.com. So he wrote back in and he says, I'm the LaCrosse idiot. That's so embarrassing. I've told so many people it was pronounced LaCrosse. Thank you for the correction and not taking my feelings into consideration. I'm a man. I can take it.
Good.
Unless, of course, this is a throwback. This is a if you know, you know moment. I don't have time to set it up for you. Unless, of course, he says it was Dawn's tone to Kyle last week. I would be too scared to email him again if I heard her lose it on me like that.
Uncomfortable.
Right? No, no. Oh, man, that was pretty bad.
It, so mean. I mean,
sadly, according to many of you, it really was. And a lot of us were scratching our heads, including poor wounded Kyle, who was like, what is the big deal here?
Yeah. Nothing a burger.
Okay, now, Dawn, instead of taking her vitriol out on the youngest member of our crew, poor little Kyle.
Kyle, who cannot defend himself.
Little
instead,
Kyle.
Instead, yes, all 6'4 of you. Instead, Dawn has targeted her vitriol on people who want blueberry anywhere near coffee.
It's disgusting. Oh, no, you can have it. I just find it disgusting. Yeah. Quit trying to sell it to me.
Translated is, you can't have it. That's an interesting takeaway comment there. Quit trying to sell it to me. Are they being aggressive about selling it to you?
No, remember the people calling in and emailing and go, no.
Well, but you did admit you haven't tried it.
I have not tried it, but I'm telling you, it's terrible. I'm telling you, it is terrible. Bring it to me, and I will try it, and I'll spit it out. I already know it's going to be terrible.
Well, if you're going to spit it out, you won't be able to taste it.
No, I'm just saying.
Really, it's going to be that bad. You're going to spit it out. That's how you're deciding ahead of time. It's going to be spit outable.
So, Dawn, you defended your position by saying that pumpkin spice, that belongs in coffee.
Oh,
but
so
did you have the same reaction when pumpkin spice was first announced? Like, what? Pumpkin spice? Why would I have that in my coffee?
God, that's a good question, because I could
see. Did you just make her part Jewish?
Oi, vey, pumpkin spice in my
coffee. In my coffee.
In my coffee.
In me.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
I don't know, because this was a long time ago that the pumpkin spice came out, right?
Yeah.
And I could have protested it and then decided I liked it. I mean, it's very possible. But I don't see that happening with the blueberry.
Well, we had a caller earlier. Kenny wrote in, said the same thing. 7-Eleven blueberry coffee is the best.
Okay.
I have such a memory of that coffee. And it's a good memory. But
it's an old memory.
It's with my Marlboro Reds.
Right, it's a 30-year-old memory.
And a line of Coke and some 7-Eleven coffee.
It's 40-year-old memory.
So back then, they still had those coffee jar or the coffee mugs or, you know, the things that are actually like you put it in, fill up with the water, fill the water on top. Now they're like machines. Like you push the button and it's all made for you.
Yeah,
so
we
it's
didn't
not
have that machine.
So now it's like not necessarily made by the guy who's been up for 48 hours doing
but
coke with
good.
His customers.
But it was good.
I know.
But it was
for that period of your life, though.
Yeah, but that mixed with blueberry.
Okay, we'll send you somewhere else. Charity wrote in. She says, we have not tried it, but the newest flavor of cappuccino at the Chevron Extra Mile by us is blueberry cappuccino.
What?
Wow. They're getting fancy at
those.
Listen,
y'all need to get away from the gas stations and the convenience stores, because that is coffee for cigarettes. And I don't say that in a negative way.
Right, and she means you need to get away from them if you're trying to appeal to Dawn.
Right,
you're welcome to go.
Oh yes, I'm sorry. If you're trying to give me an example,
if you're a non-smoker, you're still welcome to go.
I need a place where I don't have that lovely memory with that type of coffee, because that's what I'm in. And I know you're trying to get me to taste it present day the way it is, and maybe I can do that. I don't know, But God, the smell too. Blueberry in your coffee. Yeah. Doesn't that come on, right?
It doesn't sound good to me.
No, but... it does not. No. Well, at least pumpkin spice is like.
What? That sounds horrible to me. I mean, sorry, but you know, it's all kinds of
I don't know what it's
kinds.
Like. It just makes sense.
Let's win Rob's change while you make sense of all of that.
No, I know what it is. Pumpkin spice goes well with cream. Blueberry. Oh, blueberries and cream.
We have had 19 guesses and 18 clues. If you can figure out the right answer, you win that amount of money. The phone number is 888. Jesus. 989-9811. Help me. Caller 18 gets to win Rob's change.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.